Welcome to the Canon Cantina, a Star Wars podcast. So it's been a while. It's been too long since we've been in contact with you listeners, and I apologize up front about that. This should come as no surprise to anyone. This has been a difficult, trying, and interesting year, and we all know this. And if you followed this show this long, you've heard Mike and I's thoughts on just this past year, everything going on in the world, and everything that's been going on in our lives, which has been many, many things. But I wanted to reach out and talk with you listeners today, give an update, what's been going on with the Canon Cantina, what's been going on with us. I have no notes prepared for this or anything. It's just I felt compelled to talk to you directly as listeners, especially if you're someone who's kept up with the show for so many years. So our last episode was really fun. We did the good, the bad, and the ugly of the sequel trilogy. And we also had a lot of other discussions that came up organically. Star Wars news, casting rumors, ideas for the future going forward with Star Wars. Well, Star Wars has been pretty quiet since then, until now. So part of the reason we've been gone has been because of that. Another reason we've been gone is because, of course, if you listen to this show, you know we've created content on the side for Project Starhawk, a Star Wars Squadrons podcast. But once again, we've been so busy that even that and playing Squadrons has been quite the endeavor lately. As listeners know, Mike and I have had some job changes in the last year, and we have become full-time stay-at-home parents, but also trying to maintain content creation and a part-time job on the side. It's a lot. It's many, many jobs on top of many, many jobs. Also, listeners of the show will know that I have a podcast titled Fury's Finest, which is a Marvel-centric podcast all about the Marvel tabletop game, Marvel Crisis Protocol, and all about the stories and characters of Marvel Comics and the MCU. Been busy doing that as well, and I've been missing Star Wars so very much. That leads to Mike. Mike has been very busy and very involved with family, and this has been a reflective time for myself and Mike both, and we chose to take a break because Mike needed a family break. And as you've just heard the things I've listed off, all the jobs and content creation that's been going on in my life, I can speak for. A break was good for me as well, just due to literal physical time and hours in the day while still getting some sleep. I list all those things because we've always been open and transparent on the show with you guys. We've always discussed things off the cuff. We've pretty much posted all of our episodes unedited, just freeform thoughts. And that's what this essentially is. That's why we've been gone for some time. And this period will probably continue until the rest of the year. Mike needs to spend more time with family and to take a break from content creation because if you've been with us a long time, you will know that Mike and I both have done consistent weekly or at least bi-weekly content creation for 5 years and counting. So that's a long time to always be devoting all your free time to content creation, to production, to writing show notes, to recording, and then, of course, keeping up with all the news and content that you're going to talk about in future episodes. So with the year that we've had with 2020, it was a good time to do it. And then on top of that, Star Wars taking a lull. Star Wars has taken a break, and that's perfectly fine. We've gotten the most Star Wars in the past 5 years than we have, essentially, in the last 15, which is saying a lot. And then on top of that, for everything to slow down a bit, that's okay, because when we get new content for Star Wars, it's much more exciting. That for me right now is Star Wars Squadrons, and of course, the beginning of Star Wars The Mandalorian Season 2, of course, led by Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, and man, it's a wonderful time. We hope you've been enjoying The Mandalorian as well, and I want to do some content on The Mandalorian, even if Mike is unavailable. I plan on doing an entire deep dive on this season 2 of The Mandalorian in a format like this by myself, and hopefully a couple episodes in a format where I have some special guests on that have Star Wars thoughts and Mandalorian thoughts as well, because this season has already taken some interesting twists and turns, and I really want to talk about it with you guys. What the future holds for the Canon Cantina after The Mandalorian season 2 is up in the air, but some ideas Mike and I have going forward is just looking at the new canon of Star Wars through a different lens, a digestible way for you at home to enjoy this content, but also a way for us to enjoy the content in a reasonably timed manner. And of course, that points straight to the High Republic. That's something that we've had our eyes on for some time. And though I can't be exactly certain on what content we will exactly do, because first of all, the timelines of the High Republic are very all over the place. And second of all, we are currently on this break on the Canon Cantina. So time will tell. And of course, I will let you know here and on our social media. But either way, we're excited to read The High Republic and hopefully delve into this entire new period of Star Wars. If you want to get our thoughts on The High Republic, we have two or three episodes. If you just go back in the feed to earlier this year with a lot of great thoughts. You know, Mike had some solo thought episodes. We had some episodes with the both of us doing a deeper dive into The High Republic, and it's something we're really passionate about. But right now, Star Wars, it's, of course, The Mandalorian, and that's about it for the rest of the year. And I'm really looking forward to just hyper-focusing on The Mandalorian and enjoying it. Of course, you can always find me, Jesse, on social media. That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Jesse Aiken. And of course, I'm Talking Marvel every week. If you're missing any content we do here, but you are a Marvel fan, you can check out Fury's Finest. And even if you're not a tabletop gamer and maybe not interested in Marvel Crisis Protocol, my co-host Chris does an incredible job of laying out all the lore and history of these beloved characters of the Marvel Universe, and really think you would enjoy that portion of our show. Of course, Project Starhawk is all about Star Wars Squadrons, and you can find content there as well. I hope you enjoyed this just short update, and I was just letting you know to be aware of the current state of the Canon Cantina. I would call this almost like a cocoon state. The show is by no means done, but we also don't have set dates on ideas, future projects, when Mike will return. These are all things that will come in time. And of course, you'll be the first to know about it. But do stay tuned on this feed for my thoughts about The Mandalorian Season 2. May the Force be with you. Cheers.
Boring conversation anyway.